looks like Tom Latham might have a chance of featuring this weekend.
Yeah, I think he'll play some cricket this weekend. Whether it's Friday night or not, we've yet to decide. He'll be in the squad for the T20 on Friday night against Yorkshire. And we'll just put him through a bit of a test beforehand just to make sure he's fully confident in his foot.
Yeah, he came originally with a sort of hairline fracture of the foot, wasn't it?
Yeah, he had a stress fracture of the middle toe, I think it was, which is quite an unusual one, to be honest. So it's taken a few weeks to get right, which is a shame for him. I mean, he's as frustrated as we are. So he'll be keen to get going, but obviously having waited this long, we don't really want to push it 1 or 2 days too early. So we'll just check that he's 100% confident in that foot before we make a decision on Friday.
Was there a worry that he might not actually feature for you at all at one point?
I suppose early on there might have been, but I think we've been pleased with the way he's recovered. He's pretty much pain-free in the area where he had the fracture, but there's quite a lot of stiffness maybe around the foot still because it's been in a boot for so long. So just working that sort of that period of rehab out of his system and getting up to full fitness for a T20 match.
And it's left you, I suppose, hamstrung really, to coin a phrase, when it comes to your batting and the top order in the T20. You've struggled generally, haven't you, with the power plays this season in this competition?
I'm not sure that we've won a power play, actually. I think we've...
You haven't. That was going to be my next statistic, but I think you've tied one and lost all the rest of them.
Yeah, we tied one at about 40, 41 runs each, but we've lost the other ones, even the one against Yorkshire where we kept them down to about 28, I think. So no, the power plays haven't gone well, but that's been a case with the ball and the bat. I don't think it's just about the batting that we haven't won power plays. We haven't bowled particularly well or as well as we need to in power play situations too. But yeah, having Tom batting in ours would be an asset, but we'll see. If it's not this Friday, it won't be long.
Now, the evergreen Paul Collingwood became the oldest player to score a T20 century on Sunday, and Durham eventually became the last county to record one as well.
I didn't realise we were the last county to record one. I knew that was our first as a county. I didn't realise that everybody else had got one. Probably wouldn't have had an awful lot of money on Paul being the first at the start of the season. He wouldn't have backed himself, I don't think, but we changed his role slightly, pushed him up the order. We don't have a massive amount of T20 experience in the squad, so the idea of using the guy who's got the most T20 experience up there has been something that we felt was probably worthwhile. And yeah, he took full advantage.
152 matches it's taken to get that century on the board. Quite a moment, but unfortunately you didn't defend it.
Yeah, nice to have got the 100 for him, nice for the team to have got a 100 amongst our ranks, but no, not good enough. And you don't get too many 100s which don't win games. But the lad Clark hit a good 100 too for Worcester, and we made a couple of mistakes in the field. And ultimately, when a guy plays as well as Clark did, you can't afford to make too many.
Deja vu as well, with Tom Cadmore doing a similar thing there last year.
There were similarities in some ways, I can see that. Obviously, Tom Cadmore was batting first, I think, and we had to try and chase a very large score, but they chased down 200 comfortably in the end. A couple of things could have gone our way. I mean, we hit the stumps early on with Clark. It smashed leg stump really quite hard, and the bail didn't come off, which was doesn't happen too often. Yeah, he played very well after that, and as I say, we did have a couple of chances, but you can't afford to miss too many.
And Yorkshire up next here. You've already had a look at them this season. You played them just last Wednesday.
Yeah, we did some good things against them with the ball, but unfortunately at that point in particular the side was very short of confidence in batting, and I think that showed. It's probably the most obvious sign of our lack of confidence was our batting performance at Headingley. We've actually batted a little bit better since then. The win at Leicester helped, and obviously the batting performance at Worcester was good. So hopefully if we can perform as well in the field and with the ball as we did against them the first time round, we might be able to reverse that result.
The confidence thing's a crucial factor, because you're going into a county championship resumption at Leicester on Sunday morning, and you were playing really well in the championship before the T20 came along, and this is an issue that's been recurrent with Durham over the years, hasn't it?
Yes, we were playing some better four-day cricket before the T20 started, that's true. We had a good win at Derbyshire at Chesterfield just before we started the T20s. So a bit of a shame that it's been such a long period since that four-day game before we get our next one. But we'll try and be taking the memories of that Derbyshire game and maybe a couple of the performances before that as well into the game against Leicester, because we were beginning to play some better cricket.
And Graham Onions is back in contention as well after his back problems earlier in the season.
Yeah, Graham's missed, unfortunately, quite a lot of cricket through the middle, and then the T20 doesn't really fit well for him or for us, so he's had probably a longer layoff than he'd have liked. But he'll be in the squad for Sunday, and I'm sure he'll be raring to go.